Oh, praise the Lord, everyone. I'm glad to see each one of you here this morning. Praise God. I'd like to bring to you this morning a Memorial Day message. It's not my usual topical expository message, but I wanted to, so I'll be depending more on my notes because I wanted to bring something fulfilling, something different, and just really focus as Americans, as Christians, but as Americans and citizens of this great land. I wanted to focus on tomorrow and the message of the Memorial Day. My dad served in the Army. He served in the Armed Forces, and he spent a couple years there, and he never would talk about it very much, but I know that he did, and I'm grateful and proud of that. But I am very glad also that my father didn't die in the war, as many, thankfully, for our freedom have. But if my father had died in the war, you'd have another speaker here this morning. So I'm grateful to be alive and grateful for his service to our country. But every freedom that we enjoy as Americans was purchased and has been preserved by those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. The freedoms we enjoy were not free. Memorial Day is more than just a special big three-day weekend. It is a day when each of us ought to remember those who served our country and are serving their life for us. It is a day when we remember and recognize every man and woman that died serving in the military service was to protect our beloved nation, and we indeed are part of that great nation. And you know, a lot of times I think that young people begin to forget what Memorial Day is really about because, I don't know, as time goes on, it seems like we get away from the true thoughts of that. So this morning we want to look at that in a closer matter. But it doesn't matter to us how we feel about war. I'm not happy about it. You know, none of us, it's not exactly how we think about war, but every American owes a great debt to every man and woman that died while serving this great country. There are privileges we enjoy each day that are preserved or gained by those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. And over 230 years ago, some brave men who were bolstered by their faith in God declared their independence from England and their dependence upon God. Today, as a result, America stands as the greatest nation in the history of mankind. I know that I learned this from my sister-in-law. It seems like years ago when I first met Jean, Jan was always saying, when you see your servicemen, thank them. So I remember a couple weeks ago, we were going into Fortune Star, the Chinese restaurant. Most of you know where that is. And there was some servicemen coming out. And I thought, I got to be bold. And I just simply said, thank you guys for your service to our country. And one of them said, you're welcome. And then we were entering back in and a few more came out. And I said, thank you guys for the service for our country. You know, sometimes it's hard to speak up, but I think they need to hear that, and I think it's a very good thing to do. Then we went inside, and there was a whole room full of servicemen, and Jean says, what are you going to do now? I said, oh, don't put it past me. I was this close to going into the room and saying, thank you guys. But I thought that might be over the top, but it's truly an honor to be able to just thank them for our service to our country. A few scriptures, so you don't think we're completely out of the Bible this morning. A few scriptures are, Jesus said, or the scripture says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. You know, we live in a land of the free, but also Jesus has died to set us free from the bondage and from the death of sin. But 2 Corinthians 3:17 just coincides so great with this morning because it says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But freedom is much sought after. It's a much sought after commodity, yet it has an elusive quality about it. When you don't have it, you want it. And when you do have it, sometimes you don't value it. Well, what is freedom? It's the power of choice to make responsible decisions for you, maybe for your loved ones, and for your future. What is freedom? What is not freedom? To do what I want regardless of the consequences. Sometimes freedom of choice can bring us to selfish decisions. And that isn't what freedom really is for. I think freedom is to help us to make good decisions, and that should be our desire. And the desire for freedom has been one of the strongest desires of the human soul. Men have fought for it. Men have died for it. Many years ago, before our modern day era, some of you have heard about the Spartans. The movie says 300, but really there was 700 Spartans that came up against tens of thousands that was coming against them. And they went out and they left their wives and they left their children. And they were fighting for what? For freedom. None of us want to be under the tyranny of someone who takes away our freedom. You know, a lot of times those that are in prison today or in jail aren't there just because we want to say, well, you're going to have a little 8x10, spot here, a little cell. We're just going to put you in here to make you suffer. No, because they've done something that's against society. They've done something against the rules and the laws of the land. And so they've lost their freedom. And wow, people do anything to gain that freedom back. Men over the centuries have given their lives and fortunes for this desire. It was the desire of the human slaves in Egypt. Oh, please lead us out of the land of Egypt. We don't want to continue to be slaves to Pharaoh any longer. It was the desire of the Babylonian captives. It was the desire of the pilgrims who founded our nation. Oh, give us liberty or give us death. It was recorded in the first documents of the Mayflower Pact. It was the desire of our founding fathers in ridding the nation of the rule of the British as expressed in the Declaration of Independence. And I believe our forefathers had it right. And I think today we're kind of slipping away from that godly vision. We're slipping away from what our forefathers wanted. And, you know, as time goes on, we begin to forget. Because of time, we forget what was it that started this great land in which we live. Many years ago, there was a singer in America who was very popular. Her name was Kate Smith. She had a radio station before the days of television. And in that day, she may have been the most beloved singer in all of America, Kate Smith. And on her radio program, she introduced America to a brand new song. And the words of the song went something like this: God bless America, land that we love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, God bless our America, home sweet home. And you know, there was something that about that song that electrified the nation. And it has become one of the most beloved patriotic songs in America. There seems to be something in the lyrics of that song that is an indication that we Americans understand that we desperately need the blessings of God. You know, if we think we can do it on our own, I'm going to assure you we can't. Because, you know, there's been many nations that have been, over the past centuries and millenniums, there have been many nations that have been started, and they have not lived 200 years. They have not gone beyond the 200 years, and they have faded away. And the only reason, I believe it's the blessings of God and people like you, Christians that are standing. We're not always standing as a nation, sadly, anymore, so it's kind of scary. But we need the blessings of God. And because we have been blessed by God, we know that we must have the blessings of God in the future if we are to survive. And we know that everything we have comes from above. It's the Spirit. It's God's Spirit that gives us liberty and gives us our freedom. Psalms 33:12 expresses the sentiments that says, Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. You know, there's a lot of gods in the world today. Hundreds is too few. There's thousands of gods in the world today. But it's the Spirit of God. It's the living God. The God that has eyes that can see. The God that has a spirit. The God that has ears that can hear. He's the living God. And he's faithful to our nation if we'll only be faithful to him. The founding of our nation is a very remarkable thing. Throughout history, there has been many attempts to create or recreate civilizations. The Pericles founded a civilization upon culture, and it fell. Many of us have heard of Alexander the Great. He was a great warrior. He's the one that said, someone came to him and said, if you go against this nation and this, you know, this army, they have so many arrows that when they fly in the air, they'll just shield the sun. And he said, that's all right. We'll fight in the shade. He was a great warrior. He's a great man, but Alexander the Great founded a civilization, and even upon his military genius, it fell. Caesar founded a civilization upon power, yet it fell. There was something unique about the founding of America that was really, really different. And there was a man, his name was Roger Babson, many years ago said that South America founded by men who were seeking wealth and seeking gold. But there are men in the North America who founded a nation that were seeking God. I just think we need to think about this. Because on Memorial Day, we need to focus on, you know, I mean, it's wonderful. We'll have a cookout. But, you know, in the back of our minds, we need to realize the greatness of this honor. The greatness of, you know, there was a day in the history when this day, Memorial Day, was called the Day of Decoration. Decoration. Because they would decorate the graves with plants and decorate the graves with flags and decorate and give an honor to those who served and those who died. They gave the ultimate price that you and I can still be here today. The sturdy men, though, who crossed the ocean to come to our land came not seeking sorrow for their plows, but liberty for their souls. When we study the history of the founding of America, we discover that there is something unique about our history above all nations of the earth. Our pilgrim forefathers came to Plymouth Rock. They landed there. They knelt on their knees, and they thanked God for their country. Thank God we can have freedom, not freedom just for ourselves, not freedom to be selfish, but freedom to serve the God as we feel, freedom to serve the Lord as we need to. And during the days of the Continental Congress, when they were experiencing difficulties and problems are multiplying, Benjamin Franklin, he called upon the Continental Congress to get on their knees and pray for God's blessing. What would happen today if the president would ask the Congress to get on their knees and pray for God's blessing? It would be sad, wouldn't it? It'd really, really be sad. Unfortunately, I don't know if that would happen. But, you know, that's the problem. In the beginning, our forefathers, you know, were God conscious. They were God conscious. They just wanted to do this. They wanted God's blessing. And, you know, anymore, we can do it on our own. We can do it on our own. We don't really need God. We have our finances. We have everything going for us. We have the world at our fingertips. So we can do it on our own. Really? Only time will tell. But we need God's blessing. We need the Spirit of God in our nation and in our land. On the July 4th, going back a little bit, on July 4th, 1776, in Philadelphia, in the Constitution Hall, we see a document signed that we call the Declaration of Independence. It says, "We proclaim ourselves independent from the tyranny of those who would hold sway over the minds, the souls, and the lives of Americans. It went on to say, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. These are rights of freedom, freedom rights. And it was the desire of the black slaves in American history to be free. It was the desire of Martin Luther King when he gave that great speech, I have a dream. It was the desire of an Indian man, his name was Gandhi, to be free. It was the desire of Nelson Mandela. It was the desire of people across the, you know, the world. They want freedom. We have it. We need to keep it. And we need to continually thank those who fight for our freedom, thank those who died for our freedom, and thank God we still live in a great land, at least now, of the free. Do you realize, I may have said this before in the past, but it just boggles my imagination that we live in a world that has continually grew to the where the population is now between 6 and 7 billion people. We are at nearly 7 billion people. And you and I sit in a land with only 325 million. We live in a great nation, but we're really the minority. We're really the minority. And yet we survive and we're here because of God's blessing and because of his goodness to us. A few scriptures for you this morning. In Genesis, God spoke to Adam and he said, I'm not only going to create man in my image, but I want you to be ruler over the land, over the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the creatures of the earth. I want you to subdue the land. I want you to fulfill the land. I want you to be fruitful and multiply. So God put it in man to be ruler over things. And yet, sometimes that's misused. And sometimes people in this world would like to be ruler over the entire world, not for good, but for evil. And I believe that God meant it to be good. It's a privilege to walk in freedom. It's a privilege. It's like some people think it's a right to have a driver's license. They think it's a right to be on the road. Really, it's a privilege. We have so many privileges in America. Praise God. Praise the Lord for the privileges that we have in our great nation. In Galatians 5, 1, it says, in the NIV, it says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. I wish all men were free. I wish all men were free. When, you know, we need to be respectful of all those that are of Hispanic, of all those that are Asian, of all those that are different, you know, nationalities, and Japanese and Chinese and the blacks. There was a man, he came and I called for a tow truck, my pickup. You can't imagine a 1991 Ford Ranger breaking down, but it did. A couple of years ago, my Ford Ranger broke down, and I had to have it towed from our driveway just down to our mechanic's garage. So this man pulled in with his tow truck, and he was a black man, and he smiled, I smiled, you know, we had a good time, and, you know, as he was leaving, he rolled down his window, and I ran inside, and I think it was an orange. I had an orange or an apple or something, and I threw it to him, and I said, hey, I said, eat this on your way, have a great day, and, you know, so, and he smiled, and, you know, he was just elated. This, you know, white guy would just do, you know, I'll tell you what, we can have a wonderful life if we just be respectful of each other and be respectful that we are all citizens of this great land and be respectful that we're all Americans. Just enjoy and be thankful that we have neighbors and thankful that we have people that are different. Some are different than us. And be thankful that we're all so very different. But we don't want to be slaves. We don't want to have the yoke of bondage. We want to live in the Word of God. We don't want to be slaves. We don't want to be captives. And we are free. So let's, you know, realize too that Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice. He also gave his life that we might be free. Free from what? Free from the bondage of sin and death. Free from the wages that we should have paid. Free from an eternal damnation. Thank God he gives us a way to have eternal life. It's freedom. Freedom for all eternity. Some people are afraid to say the word eternal life, but yet the scriptures proclaim it, and they're ours. Romans 8, 1 and 2. I want to leave you with this. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who walk after Christ Jesus. For those who are, you know, can be free, who walk not after the carnal ways, but after the spiritual ways, we are free. There was a pastor in Knoxville, Tennessee, who wrote this poem. He entitled it A Modern Day Sonnet. And he was a Presbyterian pastor. And the poem goes like this. If liberty means anything to me, I will remember what my freedom cost. By those who gave their all to me to be free, whose lives were sacrificed but never lost. I will remind myself of what he did and keep them dearly treasured in my heart. Their honor never from me shall be hid, and I will know that they will never part. To save our nation and its people here, to pledge their lives in defense of our ways, to show that freedom always outlives fear and sacrifice is hallowed all our days. If liberty means anything to me, I will remember those who kept me free. I want to leave you with this last thought. I love this thought. It, of course, goes back to Abraham Lincoln. But I'm reminded on this Memorial Day weekend of Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, a speech he gave in 1863 to dedicate a portion of that battlefield as a cemetery for the Civil War dead, And it begins, he begins, 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. He went on to speak, but the whole speech from beginning to end was only 272 words long. It took Abraham Lincoln barely 2 minutes to deliver that speech. But over 150 years later, we're still talking about it. I'm still talking about it. And why? Because in just a few short sentences, he captured the significance of that occasion. Oh, my. Isn't that glorious? Wow, what powerful words that our founders, our forefathers, founded a nation. And then we fought for freedom. So not only do we have the privilege of thinking of it, we have the privilege of even once a year just bringing it to thought and really being reminded of those who gave themselves for us and being able to say, thank God, God bless America.